This is Digital Story Podcast number 940, March 26, 2024. Today's theme is Getting Serious About Portable Power. I'm Derek Story. Cameras, laptops, drones, lighting, they all require power and sometimes all at once. When we're at home, it's just a matter of finding enough outlets. But on the road, that can be more challenging in motel rooms. And if you're sharing space with someone, they're probably saying, hey, where do I plug in my iPhone? And then how about out in the field? Yes, we all need power regardless of where we are. And this week I'm going to tell you how to get it. I hope you enjoy the show. I started on this project a few years ago. As soon as I realized that I would need watts and watts of power on the road, I began looking for solutions. At first, there were those small pocket-sized power banks with USB outlets. They were fine for topping off the iPhone, but they weren't powerful enough for multiple iPad recharges or even camera batteries. But I packed one or two anyway, just in case I found myself in a pinch. Then, in the summer of 2021, I bought a Jackery Explorer 300 portable power station and a companion Solar Saga 100-watt solar panel. My road trips were suddenly improved. The Explorer 300 could power up to 6 devices at once via USB-A, USB-C, 12-volt carport, and 2 110-volt AC outlets. I was able to power my laptop, recharge camera batteries, and keep all of my mobile devices topped off. If I was camping, I could use the solar panel to refuel the Explorer 300, feeling like I had endless energy regardless of my location. You know, everything changes with power. Now I have plenty of campsite lighting at night. I could ditch the ice chest and replace it with a portable refrigerator. And I could work and play the way that I wanted, not worrying about draining little batteries that I couldn't refuel. For workshops, I could ditch the cumbersome extension cords and let participants plug their laptops into the Explorer 300. This worked so well, in fact, that I bought a second unit for more flexibility. And if motel rooms hid their only available outlet behind a 200-pound dresser, I didn't care. I would grab the Explorer 300 from the car, keep on charging. Like I said earlier, everything has changed. So this went along just fine for the road trips. I would carry 2 Explorer 300s, and I'm going to talk about the updated model here in just a few minutes. I'd stash a solar panel in the car that generated plenty of electricity to recharge those Explorers. If I was camping or picnicking, you know, anywhere that, you know, I was just going to be hanging out for a little while. And in fact, I devised a nice little rig with 2 bungee cords where I can hang the panel right off the back of the car down where it covers the license plate. And that way, if I have to reposition or whatever, I can just do so. Everything's sort of connected. It's been really terrific, and it becomes addictive generating your own power. I mean, there's a feeling of power to generating your own power. When I get back from the road trips, I was just stashing everything in the utility closet. So the power generator, the solar panel, all that stuff. After a while, I started thinking, you know, that's kind of a waste. I mean, these things are capable of working every day, and I have a south-facing porch at the studio that has a slider and a couple steps down to a patio. I mean, it's just perfect, and the steps are just the same width as a 100-watt solar panel. I literally, when I get to work in the morning, could slide open the slider, put the panel right there, plug it into a power generator. This all took like a minute, and I'm not exaggerating. It took like a minute, and then suddenly just be generating power all afternoon, well, all late morning into the afternoon without doing anything. I just, run the cord inside there. I even got a little bit of rubber edging to go on the slider so that it can close up secure and then just leave a little hole at the bottom of the edging to run the cord or cords through, depending on if I had one or two panels outside. And I'm going, this is like really neat. I have solar panels at the house, right? They're up on the roof and they generate anywhere between 12 and 18 kilowatts a day on average. They have reduced my electricity bill to virtually nothing. I mean, unless it's raining and overcast for multiple days, I am, coming out definitely in the green on my electricity. So I thought, well, I've got that at home, but yet I'm not doing anything at the studio here. So I thought, I have some equipment, so let's do some stuff. Since I've been doing this, it's actually become a bit of a hobby. Expanded my gear a little bit, and then I made a few adjustments at the studio. Now, the way that we work here with our energy provider, PG&E, we can go to our account online. They have smart meters here, so we can see exactly how much energy we're using every day. We can even see it by the hour. Definitely have overviews of the month, compare our home to energy efficient homes, compare our home to non-energy efficient homes. I mean, there's really just a ton of data there. And it's kind of fun. But the thing about it is that in my case at the studio, I say, well, I'd like to knock down my energy use a little bit, because it's kind of funny. I'd have zero payment for electricity at the house, which is easily twice as big as my studio. And then I'd have like $120 a month at the studio, which is a lot smaller. And I'm not even here at night, right? So after a while, I kind of go, well, this is a little silly. I did a little bit of thinking about it and realized that there were things that I could unplug because I don't use them very often. And so, definitely take down some wattage there. And then figuring out, okay, what can I do downstairs where I am most of the time, where the solar panels are, where the power packs are, and what could I use them for? And with just a little bit of thinking about it and just a few minor adjustments, I actually reduced my energy consumption here at the studio by 30%, and with very little effort at all. And I'm not doing big things at all, like not trying to run the big refrigerator freezer in the kitchen off one of these power packs. I'm not doing stuff like that. It's all things like TVs, lights, laptops, all that kind of stuff. Just by making those few little changes with equipment I already had, for the road trips, I brought things down 30%. Now, to give you an idea of how this stuff adds up, I have a little list here for you. And it's sort of interesting. I mean, this is, how when you go on a diet, you suddenly know that a Egg McMuffin is 320 calories. And you know that a slice of Dave's bread is, the thin slice is 70 calories. And I mean, you start to just learn all this stuff. You don't even have to look it up anymore because you're into it, right? You're trying to lose weight. You're keeping an eye on what you eat, all that stuff. The same thing happens, or at least to me, when I get hooked on this energy thing. I start wanting to know, well, how much does that draw? How much does that draw? The good thing about the Jackery units, and I'll tell you right now, I have tested a number of different brands, and Jackery is my favorite. One of the reasons, there's a ton of reasons why they're my favorite, but one of the reasons is they're really good about telling you what your output is. They have an LCD, so you get output readouts and you get input readouts. So you know exactly what's going on, how much energy you're bringing in to the power station and how much energy is going out, what outlets, all that kind of stuff. I like it because I can get my head around what all these different devices draw. So let me just give you a little list because I think you'll find it interesting. My Nikon ZF, when I plug it in to the power station, it draws 9 watts of charge. The OM1, the OM system OM1, is also 9 watts to charge. The iPad mini is 11 watts. That's how much it draws when I plug it into the power station. My MacBook Pro 14.2 inch M1, that draws 85 watts of power if the screen is on. So if I'm using it, it's drawing about 85 watts of power. My desk lamps with LED bulbs, they run about 15 watts each. And by the way, LED bulbs, as you probably already know, have really improved. So you can get LED bulbs now that have a nice warm balance to them. They don't look that weird artificial color anymore. The LCD TV that I have is not an overly big one. It draws 90 watts of power. The stereo system, that's with speakers, CD player, turntable, all that, draws 35 watts of power. My oscillating fan draws 25 watts of power. And then I have a mini 12-volt portable freezer cooler that I use in the car and or for emergencies if the grid goes down. And that draws 35 watts of power to run. That's when the condenser's going. You know, the thing about the mini fridges, once they get cold, then the condenser only runs like once or twice an hour just for a little bit because they're super insulated. With just a couple of 300-watt power stations, which the Explorer 300 is, and that's how you know how powerful their different units are. The 300 is 300 watts, the 500 is 500 watts, the 1,000 is 1,000 watts. I think you get it. So with just a couple of the 300s and then the 100-watt solar panel, I can maintain all of these devices without ever having to plug them into the wall. So they are totally running off green energy. Totally solar. And of course, if there was a power outage, then I've got my entire backup system already designed in place and ready to go. I mean, literally switching over takes, oh, I don't know, 15 seconds, if that kind of thing, because everything's just in place. It's really a nifty setup, and I'm getting a lot more use out of my investment. You know, originally I bought the power station to use on road trips and camping and all that, and it was fantastic. Same thing with the solar panel. But then I wasn't using it the rest of the time. I go, you know, that's crazy. Now it's gotten even better. And I think this is what's pushed me to start talking about it. I'm covering it today for a couple reasons. One is because spring has sprung, right? And we're getting ready to go into road trip season, camping season, all that kind of stuff. And so it's a great time to be thinking about, okay, how am I going to accomplish my goals? How am I going to have a great time? How am I going to be comfortable when I do all these outdoor activities? So that's part of the reason. Another reason is, however, that the technology recently has really improved. And this has made things even more interesting and basically for the same price. Recently, Jackery introduced the Explorer 300 Plus. So the original one that I bought was just the Explorer 300, but now they have the Explorer 300 Plus, and it has an array of improvements, including a lithium iron phosphate battery, or batteries, I should say, faster charging times, improved LCD display, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, a companion mobile app, and then more control over the settings of the unit. For example, you can set it to extend battery life by saying, okay, it's going to stop charging at 85%. And then when you're using it, if it dips down to 15%, then it's going to cut off. By having those parameters set, those batteries inside the unit should last 30% longer. And because they're lithium iron phosphate batteries, LFPs, they already go many times longer than lithium ion batteries. And I'll give you a little bit more about that in just a second. The new Explorer 300 Plus is definitely an improvement over the original. Oh my gosh, they're putting Bluetooth on everything. They're putting Wi-Fi on everything. But on the power stations, it's really nice because if you're charging the station, if you have it hooked up to a panel, if you have things plugged in and you want to monitor what's going on, you don't always have to be standing right there. And this is true at home if you're using it at home. This is true if you're camping, picnicking, whatever. So if you've got everything set up over at the car during a picnic and you've got your, you know, little cooler running and all that sort of stuff, and you're sitting over at the picnic table, then via Bluetooth, you can just check on your phone and say, okay, yeah, it's still bringing in, you know, 65 watts. We're only using about 35 watts right now. We're in great shape. You don't have to get up and go over there. I really like the Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. And one of the good things about the Jackery's, other devices I tested had Bluetooth, but Jackery also has Wi-Fi. And the nice thing about Wi-Fi, then you could be out of Bluetooth range and still with the Wi-Fi, you can still use the mobile app to see where you are. So if I'm upstairs right now recording, I've got activity going on downstairs with the power station and the panels and stuff. I can just check on my phone right here on what's happening downstairs. And you have controls too. So you can turn on and off the display, turn on and off the power, configure it. Like I said, like if you want to extend the battery life, you can do those configurations. There's a lot of really nice things. So the app with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi for guys and gals like us, it's a big improvement because we like that stuff. We like being able to be in control of our devices. Now let's talk about the new LFP's batteries, you know, the lithium iron phosphate batteries, because they're kind of a big deal. They have longer lifespan, they're safer in nature, they have higher efficiency. And the batteries comprise of four main components: a positive electrode, a negative electrode, an electrolyte, and then lithium iron phosphate. You know, this is the chemistry. They can charge and discharge between 2,000 and 4,000 times before losing 30% of their original capacity. This is a big deal because my original Explore 300 lithium ion 500 cycles is what is listed in the tech specs for that. I've had it for almost 3 years, and I don't notice any difference at all. So this is not like something you have to worry about, especially if you're not using it all the time. But the thing I'm kind of going to is I'm using these in my everyday life, not just on road trips. And so having, you know, that longer life cycle is really important to me. And the plus version of the Explore 300, the Explore 300 Plus, it's rated at 3,000 cycles compared to 500 for the original 300. So that's pretty good stuff. The new chemistry, they also have a lower self-discharge rate. So I usually, if I'm going to put one in storage, and we have some in storage at the house, I usually charge them to about 80% and then put them in storage. And then I check on them every few months. They don't change hardly at all. So that's really nice if the grid goes down or whatever, and you're using these things also for your backup, then you're not running into the hall closet, pulling out your power station and then having it drained. No, it's going to be charged. There's going to be juice in it. It might lose 1 or 2%, but really not much more. And that's, you know, you got to store them in decent conditions. I keep them in, you know, as you would imagine, a cool, dry place as much as I can. They seem to like it a lot. So this new chemistry is really excellent stuff. Now, all of these units, and this was true with everything that I tested, whether it's Jackery or not, they all have a whole bunch of safety mechanisms put in there. I mean, that's at the top of the list for all these folks. They do not want these batteries, you know, causing problems, because that's really bad for business. I wouldn't say that just because the new chemistry is safer by nature, that that makes it any more safe than my lithium ion, my older one, because they have a bunch of safety features built in. So I'm not really worrying about safety with these. They're all safe, you know, if you use them properly. The solar panel, which is really the fun part here as well, because that's how you recharge these things. You can just plug them into the wall, right? You can take your power station, The Jackery gives you really nice chords. Another reason why I like them is those chords are buff. You know, so I could just take a regular AC chord, plug it into the Jackery, there's an outlet there, plug it into the wall and recharge the new one. I can recharge it in like an hour and a half. The older ones take about 4 hours or so. So I could do it that way, but half the fun for me is the free energy thing using the solar panel. And my favorite solar panel is the Solar Saga 100 watt. It's terrific. I've tested the smaller ones. I have some 200 watt panels at home that we use for those generators that we have there. But the 100 watt is really the sweet spot. It's light, it's easy to carry, it just folds up, it's got a handle with magnetic clasps. It fits in the boot of the car, fits in the trunk of the car easily. And it even has outlets, USB-A and USB-C outlet, so that you can just use the panel and plug your devices right into the two USB-A or USB-C outlets and not even need a power station. They're really nice that way. And the thing is, on a sunny day here with my south-facing porch, I have plenty of electricity coming in to top everything off. And what I do a lot of times, because the Jackeries can continuously charge and discharge at the same time. So I could have the panel bringing in 65, 75 watts, whatever, depending on the conditions, bringing in that amount and have one or two things plugged into that same unit that's maybe drawing off 20 watts, 30 watts. And I'm still storing energy. I'm using energy in real time. And it's really fantastic to be able to do that, to have that energy coming in, drawing off it, and then still having storage for later on if you need it. It just gets me all excited, I tell you. So anyway, I like the 100 watt panel. They came out with a new 40 watt panel, and they have it bundled with the Explore 300 Plus for is a really good deal. I think it's $299 for the bundle right now for both the power station and the panel. That's a very good price. And that's one thing. Jackery always has sales going on. They always have sales going on. So you can usually get, you know, a discounted price on just about everything. But the 40 watts for me anymore isn't quite powerful enough. I have a 60 watt that I keep in the car, in the ID4, and they don't make that anymore. It's too bad because I really like it. 60 watts about as little as I like to go. I prefer 100 watts just because you're not getting 100% efficiency. If you got a 100 watt panel and it's a sunny day, you're going to bring in 85, maybe 90 watts, but you're not bringing in 100. So imagine if you got a 40 watt panel, you're probably going to be bringing in 30, maybe 35 on a sunny day. That's a big difference. That's a big day. And the 100 watt isn't that big. So big fan of the 100 watt. That's what I recommend. The stations right now that Jackery have, the power stations, the two that I can give a wholeheartedly thumbs up for is the Explore 300 Plus, 288 watt hours, 3,000 charge cycles, and 300 watt maximum output through the AC plugs. That's $299 before discount. Okay, but you can always get a discount on it. You can always get a discount on it through me, and they put them on sale a lot. The other one that I really like is the Explore 1000 Plus portable power station. That's $999 before discounts. It has 1,264 watt hours, 4,000 charge cycles, and a 2,000 watt output with 4,000 watts peak. This thing's a powerhouse. It has three AC outlets, two USB-Cs, two USB-As, and a 12-volt carport. And it has two inlets on the back for DC from solar panels. So you can plug not only one solar panel, you can plug two solar panels. So if you have two 100 watt solar panels, you can plug them both in there. I do that and can get about 150, 160 watts on any given day no problem at all. So those are the two generators that I really like. You want to stick with the newer chemistry if you can, just because the newer chemistry has so many advantages over the older lithium ion. So keep an eye out for that, regardless if you're looking for Jackery's or not. Now, in the show notes, I have all of this information. I have links to everything. I have a Jackery ad tile in the second column. On the ad tile, there's a discount code there. So just in case whatever you want isn't on sale, you can use the discount code that's on the ad tile, and that'll get you 10% off. Click on that ad tile, take you right over to Jackery. Use that discount code and you get 10% off no matter what. And I also have a full review of the Explore 300 Plus on the digital story. Lots of pictures, show you my rig, you know, with the solar panel hanging off the back of the car, you know, just, you know, all sorts of good in-use stuff. Show you the cooler that I'm going to be talking about, the Bodega cooler that I use. And I have a link to that in the show notes as well. Only draws 35 watts. You can freeze ice in these portable coolers, and they only draw 35 watts. It's craziness. It's really good stuff. I just use it to keep my drinks and my food cold when I'm picnicking or camping. Check out that article on Digital Story, and you'll get all the pictures and you'll get all the information about the 300 Plus. And then I'll be talking about other generators and stuff in the coming weeks, because, you know, we're coming into that sort of season. I'm going to do a review of the Bodega cooler coming up, because it's just so nice not to have to mess with ice and have all your stuff exactly the temperature you want. I have found that 38 degrees is lovely for an ice cold beer in an aluminum can. It's delicious. So I'll be talking about that stuff. I have a tent box coming. I did a pre-order on that. That's the camping tent that goes on the top of the vehicle. They're really cool, and then they fold down flat, and you just drive around all you want with them, and they set up in only less than a minute. So I've got all sorts of good stuff. We're going to do a lot of outdoor stuff this season, but we're starting out with the power, because power is where it's at. Once you have that power, and especially free power, then everything else gets so much easier. Hope you enjoyed our introduction to the outdoor season, the self-sufficient photographer. More to come. Fujifilm US cancels suspicious X106 limited edition orders. This is really interesting. You can find this article on DP Review. I have a link to it in the show notes. I don't know if any of you tried to go over to the Fujifilm USA site last week when they were offering, they have up to 300 limited edition cameras. And the only way you could get them is through Fujifilm on these 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so I went over there, right? Because you never know, it might have been my lucky day. You know on these sort of things, they're only doing 100 a day, that the odds are very slim that you will actually successfully be able to order the limited edition of the new X106. However, it was worth trying, right? It's always worth trying. So I went over there and I had absolutely no luck at all. I mean, I didn't get anywhere. And I tried like 1 minute before, and then, you know, I did all this stuff. Nothing. So I go, okay, it just wasn't meant to be. And then I saw this article on DP Review. Let me just read you a little bit about it, because now I know why. When Fujifilm announced the new X106 rangefinder-style camera at a press event in Japan last month, it teased a special version of the camera, the limited edition. That edition, limited to 1,934 numbers, units worldwide, went on sale recently in the US, UK, and Australia. The US was allocated 300 units and sold out quickly. However, it seems not everything was on the up and up, and Fujifilm has canceled several orders. Quote, our team intercepted a large number of suspicious X106 limited edition orders, Fujifilm US shared on an Instagram post on March 25th. The suspicious orders identified will be canceled. The canceled orders mean that some X106 limited edition cameras will be available for sale again. Fujifilm US plans to set up a raffle system that they say will help ensure that people have an equitable chance for a purchase. It's unclear how many of the 300 allocated US units are subject to cancellation and will be a part of the raffle. Fujifilm also hasn't shared details on how the raffle will work or when it will start. For now, they've asked interested buyers to stay tuned for details on how and when to enter. Quote, our teams are still manually verifying orders, Fujifilm US said in response to our initial questions about how many orders were affected and clarification on what they found suspicious. Quote, as previously stated, the suspicious orders will be canceled. They are confirmed. We are looking forward to getting the remaining X106 limited edition cameras into fans' hands via the raffle system. All right. So if you have your heart set on one of these and they have a special engraving on the top, a special lens cap, the serial number is engraved on the hot shoe. They have a cool camera neck strap, special edition neck strap. I think a little history book and then cool packaging, of course, all that stuff. Sort of fun. I don't know if it's worth the extra $400, but for some people, it very well may be. It's a great looking camera. So I don't know. I'm probably going to enter the raffle system just because, I wouldn't be heartbroken if I was able to get my hands on one. I have the X100V, which I just love and I'm very happy with. If I totally strike out again, I'll be fine. I'll be very fine. Photographing the 2024 total solar eclipse. And this article is on lensrentals.com. I have a link in the show notes. I'm not going to read you a whole lot about it, but I wanted to mention it. This seems like a good resource if you're thinking about photographing the upcoming solar eclipse in April. And they get into some background, determining where to shoot. They've got a nice illustration. It's a NASA illustration showing you, where you can go. Then they get into technique, all sorts of different not just shooting the eclipse itself, but, doing maybe multiple exposures, maybe getting something interesting in the foreground. How do you plan all of that sort of stuff? They got details on how to do that and how to use some tools available online. So it's a terrific article. If you're going to go shoot the eclipse next month, then you definitely want to take a look at this article. The link to it is in the show notes. It's on lensrentals.com, and it's called Photographing the 2024 Total Solar Eclipse. All right, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. I want to mention the Nimble Photographer newsletter. Last week, I published a post on how to shoot a passport photo. It's something that we can do at home. We don't have to be subject to these god-awful pictures of us that we have to live with for 10 years, right? 10 years you have to live with that. Why not have an attractive photo? I have all the specifications. I have all the tips, everything you need to know, even how to measure the passport photo so the head is placed in the right place in the 2-inch by 2-inch square. That's in the Nimble Photographer newsletter. Something like that comes out every week, every Thursday. It's free. If you'd like to receive the newsletter in your inbox, just click on the link that's on the digital story, on the Nimble Photographer, or in the show notes. I want to give a big shout out to our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that support this community, this podcast, month in and month out. Right now, we've got a great photo challenge that I'm really enjoying on our Inner Circle site. The theme for this month is hands, and the photographs that are showing up on the Inner Circle site and the stories that go with them. I think that's part of what I really like. We not only get the photos themselves, but we get great stories, all of that there. We got a nice poll going right now about what folks are going to be doing in this upcoming spring and summer season. Great time for photography. A lot of activity. So if you want to become part of a community of photographers that really care about their craft, we'll look at your pictures and give you nice, honest feedback on it. You know, we'll share ideas with you, a place where you can ask questions. Then click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Look around, and hopefully you will join us in 2024. And a big thanks to our Inner Circle members for supporting this podcast. While I'm talking about tiles, I mentioned last week we have all freshened up ad tiles on thedigitalstory.com, Amazon, B&H, Jackery, Bodega Coolers, Red River Paper. You know, all of those are there and more. So if you need something, if you would go over to the site first, click on the tile, and then, you know, do your shopping, that really helps support the site. And the way that I've designed these is that they're just stationary, static tiles. They stay put. They're not jumping over the content that you're trying to read. If you're trying to look at the show notes, nothing is going to interfere with you reading the show notes. I've got it all nice and clean and civil. It's really quite lovely. And you using those tiles or clicking on the links in the show notes helps support this podcast, and I encourage you to do that. And finally, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. These are the folks that put the art in inkjet printing. These are the folks that make inkjet printing an enjoyable pastime instead of an agonizing hair pulling experience. These are the folks that help you match the kind of paper that they have, which is all sorts of different types, to the kind of photography that you want to print out. These are the folks that help you understand all the different types of printers that are out there and have all sorts of information. All of this is available to you just by clicking on the Red River Paper tile that's on every page of the Digital Story. Go over there, nose around, buy some paper, buy some supplies, start making some beautiful artwork. And then if you want to become part of a printing community, they have a wonderful Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. And a big thanks to them for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Get out there, get charged up, take some pictures, stay safe. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.